You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Scarlet Mimic threat actors watching Tibetan and Uyghur dissidents and their allies. ISIS, whose cyber operators have increasingly been targeted by U.S. airstrikes, post another inspirational video threatening the U.K. Anonymous remains quiet with respect to ISIS, but punishes Japan for whaling. Ireland sustains another wave of denial of service. Insurance markets and lawsuits shape cyber standards of care, and one risk analyst tool offers some insights. We learn some things about the Internet of Things security, and if you're worried about someone hacking your nanny cam, well, for Mary Poppins' sake, password protect that thing. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Monday, January 25th, 2016. Palo Alto Networks releases the results of a long-running study of cyber operations, mostly reconnaissance, conducted against Tibetan and Uyghur dissident groups in China. Palo Alto calls the threat group involved Scarlet Mimic and offers no other attribution, but other observers think the target set fits the interests of Chinese security services. The U.S. is reported to be actively targeting ISIS cyber operators with airstrikes. ISIS cyber operations, despite last week's minor defacement of a Chinese university's webpages, continue to concentrate on information ops. A particularly lurid instance of inspiration appeared over the weekend, as ISIS released a 17-minute clip of the Paris terrorists engaged in pre-attack training and local atrocities in Syria. In Pakistan, hacktivists respond to last week's massacre at Baka Khan University by taking control of websites belonging to Pakistan's Ministry of Health. The defaced pages express solidarity with bereaved families and demand vengeance against the attackers, thought to be a faction of Pakistan's Taliban. Anonymous remains quiet on the anti-ISIS front, but elements of the collective do hit the website of Japan's Narita International Airport to protest whaling. Irish government websites have come under a sustained distributed denial of service campaign. This follows last week's similar attack on the national lottery. No individual or group has claimed responsibility. Authorities are investigating. Google disputes Perception Point's claims of widespread Android device vulnerability to privilege escalation attacks through a kernel bug. The bug is real, and Google's patched it, but Google insists only a minority of devices would have been affected. The SSH backdoor recently discovered in Fortinet's FortiGuard system has now also been discovered in the company's FortiSwitch, FortiAnalyzer, and FortiCache products. Fortinet advises moving to more recent versions, unaffected by the backdoor, and has also provided a set of manual workarounds to mitigate the vulnerability. AMX Harman, provider of widely used audiovisual equipment and building system controls, denies deliberately putting a backdoor in its products. The putative backdoor is merely a legacy diagnostic and maintenance login for customer support, according to the company, and they say they removed it back in December. They also apparently pushed out a hotfix some 10 days ago. The company that disclosed the vulnerability, SEC Consult, says it hasn't had time to evaluate the patches yet. Shodan, the Internet of Things search engine, has added a category that displays screenshots taken from vulnerable webcams. For the most part, the vulnerable cameras are not protected by passwords, so the privacy fix seems obvious. Password protect your webcams, baby monitors, nanny cams, and so on. Malwarebytes describes a strain of ransomware, Le Chiffre, which has been infesting Indian banks and at least one pharmaceutical company since early this month. Belying the French name it's been given, Le Chiffre seems to have been written in Russia. It is, Malwarebytes sniffs, unprofessional in its lack of obfuscation, openness to analysis, primitive encryption, and unsophisticated mode of communication. It asks the victims to email the controllers. So, probably the work of rookies, but troublesome nonetheless. RSA 2016 has disabled what appeared to be a Twitter credential collecting registration form. The misstep, as well as the choice of entertainment celebrities for a few of the expo's much-coveted keynotes, has provoked some pre-conference controversy. Skype has enhanced its users' privacy. It will henceforth hide their IP address. And here's the Dog Bites Man story from Bluecoat. The security company releases a study that points out that browsing porn is bad for your smartphone, and presumably other devices as well. Not surprising, of course, but a reminder is always in order. Business Insurance describes the patchwork quality of conventional insurance coverage for cyber incidents. Willis Towers Watson Wire goes them one better, laying out in some detail trends in what cyber policies cover and what they do not. Damage to digital assets is generally included. Death or physical injury typically would not be. In general, the trends would be unsurprising to those familiar with insurance markets. One big remaining area of uncertainty involves coverage for damages sustained in cloud operations. As insurance markets continue their contribution to developing cyber standards of care, so does the plaintiff's bar. One case industry should watch closely is Affinity Gaming's suit against TrustWave, which alleges the security provider failed to meet acceptable standards in investigating and preventing further damage from an incident Affinity experienced. The outcome will have implications for both tort and contract law. Observers call it potentially disruptive to the cybersecurity industry, and they counsel, unsurprisingly, that security vendors should take a close look at their insurance coverage. Thus, insurance markets and lawsuits will probably prove again to be reciprocally illuminating. Of interest in this regard is Business Insurance's announcement of its innovation awards, one of which goes to Pivot Point Risk Analytics for its new method of estimating and quantifying cyber value at risk. Pivot Point Risk Analytics was spun off from our publisher, CyberPoint International, last October. The U.S. and EU are in the final stages of safe harbor negotiations, and whether they achieve a new agreement before the legacy one expires remains in doubt. U.S. Attorney General Lynch denies its administration policy to require backdoors or weaken encryption. The government just wants some technical help from the tech sector to avoid the bugaboo of criminals going dark online. What such help would look like remains to be worked out.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk.
Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
I'm joined by Joe Kerrigan, Senior Security Engineer at Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. They're one of our academic and research partners. Joe, the Internet of Things. Let's start with the consumer stuff. So what's the downside? What's the danger of my refrigerator being connected to the Internet?
These are things that have not traditionally been Internet connected that are now becoming Internet connected. About 6 months ago, Samsung had a refrigerator that they opened up for penetration testing, and somebody found that if you were on the network, you could perform a man-in-the-middle attack on that refrigerator that would let you get the user's Google username and login, username and password information.
So is it a matter of it just being, you know, one more thing, one more place where someone has an opportunity to get at your information?
Yeah, absolutely. This is what we refer to in security as your attack surface. And when you start putting all these other devices on your network, you start increasing your attack surface.
But speaking of the industrial systems, what is the danger here? What are we up against?
Well, actually, this is an interesting problem. We've seen three times now in industrial control systems that have caused real-world damage. First was in Iran, where we had the centrifuges fail because of the Stuxnet worm. We've also seen in a steel mill in Germany that we don't know which one because the information has not been released, but there was physical damage to a steel mill in Germany. And recently in Ukraine, a power grid was taken down for several days remotely by attacking their industrial control systems on that power grid.
Would your advice be stay away, be cautious? How should people protect themselves?
My advice is to stay away, but you know, okay. I understand that there's a cool factor to it. And yeah, you should protect yourself. You should know what the device is doing, and you should stay. Now you have to keep up to speed on any security alerts that come out about that device.
So it's one more thing in the home to worry about in terms of cybersecurity.
Correct. And I don't know how many people actually keep up to speed even on the security issues of their own operating systems on the main computers they have that they use daily.
Joe Kerrigan from Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.
An
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.